Now, about coming here, as you come here, I may share a little story of mine. How, even before coming, you just feel, oh, will you be able to go? Will it be possible? Will there be so many obstacles? Maybe at the last minute something would happen, and one begins to worry. And I'm in that class of worriers, you see, on many things. But Baba says, don't worry about your worrying. That's a different thing. And by the way, before I tell you this, why I say this, because one day actually one person came to Baba in Guru Prasad. He said, Baba, what should I do? I try not to worry, but I can't help worrying. And he said, well, this is my family problem, and this is the financial, this is the health, this is office. So Baba is so listening to him so in a very, as if showing great interest in that, not only that, but also saying, oh, is that also so? Is that so? Is that so? Is that so? That's right. How can you? You can't help not worrying over such things like that, Baba was saying. And then after listening to all that, and then he said, but I think you can do one thing. See, because of his humor and all that, he said, you have that little room that you have, and you must be having a little table also in that. And he said, in the corner, a table. So what you should do, in the morning when you get up, or when you finish your breakfast or something like that, get into the corner of that table, in the dark corner, and also in the corner of the table itself. Go there, and for 15 minutes, worry the worst. Just go on, this is going to happen this day, and someone whom I don't want to meet would come and see me, and there would be a crash, or something would happen to my car, or to my people, or anything. He said, what? Get into that corner, worry the worst, and when you come out, you should say, now there is nothing worse that I can worry of. And get out of it. So such were Baba's ways of, also humorous ways, but also very profound and significant ways. So one incident when I was coming to Baba, and how is it sometimes so tantalizing? Baba calls you, but Baba also at the same time gives you certain conditions that if you could follow these things, then you come. So for me, he had called at a meeting and he said, without jeopardizing your job, without in any way, whatever the family responsibilities are there, so they are to be attended to and then come. And I said, all right, I can talk to my brothers and sisters and whoever they are. But the main thing was without jeopardizing the job, but the meeting day happened to be the last day of my that particular period in school. That means from the next day, the school was going to have 6 weeks vacation. That means all my vacation would be without pay. That was the rule at that time, in 54, long back. So I said, Baba has said this. I don't mind doing that, but he may ask me. Well, Baba knew exactly when we feel that, well, Baba doesn't know this. Baba will give a sign that he definitely knows it and knows it well. So I was wondering what to do, how can I go there, and this is Baba's, and sometimes Eric would underline or put it in capital letters and all these things, so to bring out that thing. And so I was wondering what to do, and then I wrote a letter to Baba, Baba, if it is possible, I will surely try my best to come and other things. I don't remember the rest of it, but to my surprise it so happened that how Baba, when we are with Baba, it's not that Baba works with us, but wherever we are, around us, and even you can take a round, around that round, continuously wherever we are connected like that. So on that particular occasion, it so happened that the school where I worked was chosen for a certain government project. And we had to go out for census work, and so that our vacation was extended by one more week. That means there was no question of my taking leave, so that it doesn't get joined to my vacation, and I'm fulfilling Baba's wish and all that. And so when I went Just read that circular. I couldn't believe. In the whole of Maharashtra, which is a big state, there are over 21 districts. Out of that, one was the district where I stayed. And in that district, there were few schools which were selected, which was one of the schools where I worked. And so we had to go out for this work, and there was no question of... So Baba says that also. How Baba Baba gives us the condition and also helps us to abide by whatever he has said. So I was very happy, and then I went. So a little thing that happened at that time was this, that one thing, whenever we went, we would go to Baba and sit before him, and then Baba would say, how are you, how is your... This was the sign for, you feel the pulse? So, how is your health, and when did you start, and what did you eat, are you all right? And you must have seen that sign of Baba, are you happy like that, you see? So, through all these questions would go on, and he would make us feel, and how we are in the house of the God-man and all that. And then four of us were sitting, and then he started asking each one of us, any worry, any worry, any worry. He's asking each of us. We four of us, as far as I remember, myself, Dr. Deshmukh, and Keshav Nigam, and Kishan Singh, four of us were sitting before him. Baba was sitting at Satara in Rosewood. And his only question is, any worry, any worry? I don't remember what others said, but when it was my turn, I simply stopped for a while. Baba said, go on, speak out, speak out. So I said, now it's the second time Baba is asking me to speak out. So should I speak out or not speak out? Or he said, no. He in a very elegant way makes you feel that you should feel comfortable to express what you have deep within, at least before me. Where else could you say that such things? So I said, Baba, the real thing is this, that these days the one thing that worries me is this, that you have been saying, because after 54 he started clearly declaring that he is the ancient one and what can I can yeah and that we should hold on to him. So I started thinking that he is the infinite one and he is this one and that one. It was all right just to love Baba, be with him whenever call we go to him. He had taken me through so many phases, just from a great man to the greater man and the greatest man, and then from man to saint and master, and then like that. So just say, but I said, what is this? How to hold on to the one who says he's the highest of the high? So that was my worry in a way. So I looked at Baba and I said, Baba, this thing worries me, that these days you stress that hold on to my Dhaman. So how to hold on to the one with this finite, dirty mind of mine, to one who is infinitely pure? How to hold on to that? So when I said something like this, so Baba just looked at me and he started making such faces that if in the world there could be any most foolish question, it would be this. I said, all right, Baba, you see, what is asking me, what is asking? I said, Baba, you said anything worries you, so I am just telling you that this is a thing that that worries me. He said, no. Then he passed on to the next person, and what he said, I don't know. And the fourth, as you were there. So it was all done, and then when it was all done, Baba's ways is such. He's perfect in every respect. To call him a perfect psychologist is to belittle him. I feel it that way. But I may say that... when things all go on, he would not just at the time answer you. He would allow all the thoughts to simmer in you. He would help you to face yourself. And when you are unable, he would be helping you inwardly also. And then when it's the ripe time, when you are really receptive to what he is giving, then he would give out that. And so it went on, and he would just point to see what a foolish question he is asking. You know, right? You asked me what is you, so that was the thing that worried me. I asked you, Baba. We would go also in a way, he would make us feel to speak out what we feel. It was not just that Baba is that, and so how can I do this, how can I do that? It wasn't that. So then again he turns to me, and then he, after a little talk with others, he said, yes, he turns to me. And then he repeated all the adjectives that I used for him, the highest of the high, the infinite one, and whatever, matchless one, and whatever it may be, the ocean of purity, and whatever I have said, he repeated all that. And in the end he said, but you forgot one thing. And his signature means his gesture at that time, as far, not as far as I read, definitely it was like this, but I had read earlier before coming to Baba, going through various books, a special sentence from Upanishad wherein he says that the self is the greatest and the smallest too. So Baba made that gesture to me. He said, I am that highest of the high. I am that greatest of the great. I am whatever you have said, I am that. But you forgot one thing, that I am also, and he made a gesture like this, with a little sound like this. I am also, which was interpreted by Arach as, I am also smallest of the small. So, if you hold on to whatever little small love you have in your heart, it's automatically holding on to me. Isn't that simple? So I said, yes, Baba, I didn't say thank you or anything, but his ways of explaining these things were such that they still remain with me, even especially this. He said, you forgot this. So it's not necessary when we come here that we look at certain persons, oh, they have been with Baba for 10 years and 15 years and their love is so great and I'm just new, I'm coming for the first time. With Baba, it's nothing like that. With the Infinite One, it's nothing like, it's all the same. Whether you are in Ahmednagar, whether you are in England, or whether you are in America, our distance from the sun is practically the same, or in Mexico, it's practically the same, you see. Yeah. So there is nothing, for Baba, it's nothing like that. So that's one of the incident I thought of sharing with you. Maybe if Mehra has come in the afternoon, I may. Will you please see if Mehra has come on the porch? So that I won't detain you. And then the rest of the, yeah, she is there. So the rest of the meeting I had with Baba at Satara after 3:30. Those who want to come are welcome.